CliffCentral.com. Collectomania is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. You can check them out at scoinshop.com. And if you are a collector, before we bring Tian on, remember, if you've got anything interesting or unusual, or if you know such a person, get in touch with us on contact@cliffcentral.com, and we can feature them on Collectomania. All right, Tian Liebenberg is our guest. He collects a number of things, such as watches, pens, pocket knives, and media memorabilia. Because we don't have all the time in the world this morning, we'll be focusing on his media memorabilia. Tian, good morning to you, sir.
How's it, man? How you doing?
Yeah, Tian, you know, some people are dog people, some people are cat people. You know how it goes.
Well, I've got some of my friends have actually told me that it seems like I collect dogs as well. I've got four, the youngest one or the newest addition being a Jack Russell. All of them seem fine with the cat. But then again, the cat, Tyson, is 19 years old.
Wow. I remember Tyson.
Yes, Tyson's the one without the tail.
So just
because he ran into another cat. He ran into another cat that seems to collect tails. And so eventually he lost his tail, but I think he's slightly delusional, so he's probably not quite sure what's happening right now, which is why he's all fine with the dogs.
Tian, you seen the cats play? Probably the greatest work ever on stage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the release of Dogs.
To give you guys some context, Tian and I have actually known each other for,
20 years.
Yeah.
20 okay. years, yeah.
So what? Where'd you meet? Jolly Roger?
No, it was even pre-Jolly Roger days. Yeah,
all right.
A long time ago. But yeah, we have some shared friends. And so I haven't seen your collections, but I'm very excited to hear the stories.
Excellent. Well, Tian, let's get into it. I mean, your collections are really, really interesting. And obviously, we'll be focusing on the media memorabilia. But what got you into being a collector? Because it's such an interesting thing, right? Is there's so many things now. Like, it's hard to be an actual collector because, ooh, I like those cars. Ooh, I like those t-shirts. I like those shoes. What got you into being not just a hoarder, but a collector?
You know, I'm not sure. I think if I have to unpack it, it's probably like the nostalgia, you know, like connected to stuff, old stuff. You know, I was browsing the other day and I saw someone had a collection of Coke cans. So remember with the 95 Rugby World Cup, you know, each country had their little Coke can with their flag and so on and so on. And this guy had actually, and they're still full, wouldn't suggest that you drink it, but I had a collection of all these Coke cans still full of all the countries from 95. And so you don't collect it for the sake of Coke, but you collect it for... probably what that time, you know, 95 was all about, you know. And sometimes, in my opinion, that's collecting stuff from yesteryears almost, you know, just adds to the memories of reminding you of what it was like back then.
And have you always been a collector since a child? Because I know some people just late in life, you know, you marry someone, they're into stuff, you start to collect together perhaps, or as you grow later in life, you make a little bit more money. There's always some. As a child, were you collecting things, or was it something that came later in life for you?
It was definitely later. You know, anything that you need to pay good money for to collect is probably an issue when you're a child.
Yeah.
You know, eventually things like stones and different colored elastic bands no longer cut it for you. <It's> collectibles. And so as you get older, or like I like to say, as you mature.
Yes, like wine.
You start collecting. You start collecting different things. Yeah. You know, I think with the music, the media memorabilia, sorry, my computer's about to start running a scheduled scan, which I would definitely just have to run later.
Yeah, no, it's not the time. I mean, we're in the middle of collector mania. Bill Gates, maybe just relax a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I've got this support window across all your faces. But the time has stopped running.
No, no, probably an upgrade, so, in fairness. I mean, other than Timpiu and Leanne, I'm glad you can't see my face, Tian.
Anyway, so what happened is in primary school, I started... Oh, there we go, it's gone. Delivering newspapers.
Uh-huh.
And I had a blue BMX bicycle. And on a Friday, I would meet at this lady's house. And there would be a stack of, like, I think it was about 500-600 newspapers waiting. And I would go and put that in the post boxes. And I got paid a whopping 4 rand 20 cents a week.
Wow.
for my efforts. So there wasn't a lot of collecting. I think that at least 4 rand of the 4 rand 20 went to our local cafe to play Pac-Man and associated games,
yeah.
Which is another thing I collected. I actually bought one of those old arcade machines with all the games.
Wow.
You can still slot the thing in. So, I did, just out of interest, on Thursday put up a new high score for Pac-Man, which I'm very proud of.
No, hey, huge news at a stage in that mattered between the ages of 1 and 13. That was a real thing. But I want to focus on something. Yeah. So listen, you've got a really interesting one that I'd love for us to bring up on screen, is the original Nelson Mandela for President street pole poster for 94. Where on earth would you have found this, and how long have you had it?
I think I've had this one for about 10 years. You can probably see there, you know, the little marks in the holes at the top and the bottom, the E of president and the D of president. You know, the holes where they fit,
yeah.
The strings through. And yeah, I saw this on an online auction, and decided to buy it. I thought it was it's a great photo. I love the colors, and given where we are now, that was obviously just completely, you know, an historic moment, which I thought would be a nice one to have in the collection. In fact, it was about 15 years ago, I went to a meeting and someone had a poster like that in their office behind their desk framed as well. And I was just completely blown away, going, sheesh. You know, a couple of years ago, this was littering street poles all throughout South Africa with, you know, faces of other weird people as well. And little did you know that at some point, hey, hang on, this is going to be something that's going to be pretty cool to have in your man cave or your lounge or wherever.
Yeah.
So I set out to try and find one, and I was lucky enough to find one.
And I mean, that's an awesome one, because this is probably the difference between a hoarder and a collector, right? Is, as much as I love football, in 5 years' time, there'll be a new Neymar or whatever. Is there's one Nelson Mandela, maybe in the history of mankind, and maybe forevermore. That's a real collector's item. So, wow, that's really, really cool. I don't know if you, Tian, are you in a family setup? Do you kind of have a no-go zone for friends that come around in terms of the, hey, you don't come near the Mandela poster, because I know people that collect stuff. Sorry, here's the radius. Do not even look at this thing.
No, it's you are welcome to look. But if you touch it, I may have to use my pocket knife collection.
No.
So there's no touching. And the same goes for newspapers. You know, when we chat about that, I mean, you can't just take an old newspaper that's 50, 60 years old and just, you know, flick through it like you're sitting on a low-cost airline flight to Cape Town.
Yeah.
With limited people, and just fold it.
So let's just look at, because at the moment, okay, we've seen a poster, right? So this would be part of your media collection. And then you're mentioning newspapers as well, and pocket knives, etc. But what else can we see that, you know, that you have pictures of at the moment?
Let's look at the Weekblad. Oh, wow, look at that.
Die Landbou.
My goeie genugtig. My genade. Now this is incredible. This is from how long ago is this?
1970.
Wow.
Yeah, 1970, you know, sometimes you would walk through the most unassuming places, and it's typically in like small little towns. This one, I got at a little antique place in Mossel Bay, of all places, and they were just, you know, by the counter where you paid, along with, you know, cups and saucers from your granny's house. There was a stack of magazines, and I paged through them. And as you can see, I paid a whopping $10 for it. You know, so things like that is there's probably very little commercial value in that. But just going through that and, you know, looking what the Toyota Bucky was that they launched that year.
Yeah.
You know, which now is, you know, probably worse off than the worst score you've ever seen. But it was cutting edge automobile technology
back
in
then,
1970, yeah. With proper pleather seats. It was a thing.
Yeah. No. Of course, you needed to have that. And something that I know, and I've been looking forward to seeing is the original New York Times, the 63 one, when of course JF Kennedy was no longer with us. I mean, where did you get this? Oh my goodness, look at that. So where did you get it, and where does it stay? Is this one that you just keep up on the wall as well? Because this is something else.
Yeah, you can see that that's a fairly fancy frame.
Yes.
That I decided to
leather bound
to get. So this is the the moon landing of 69. If you zoom in, there's a sequence of three pictures. And also, for some reason, I've had this thing about the New York Times. I don't know if it's because of movies or just, you know, the fact that it's American, so you think it's amazing. You know, as a child, but I've always had this thing about the New York Times. And this one I got online as well. What it doesn't show you is just how brittle it is. You know, you're supposed to store these things in, you know, in a dark place with acid-free paper, you know, to kind of preserve the print and so on. And yeah, well, this is in my in my garage. I mean, it's been quite a thing because I wanted to put this all around my house. My wife decided that it's not quite in step with the look and feel we're going for.
Yeah. An assassination. I don't need to have my cornflakes with assassination on the wall kind of thing.
Yeah. So she allowed me to put a ceiling in the garage and pilot, so it looks like a nice space.
Yeah.
And that's where that newspaper is. But that's quite a special one. And of course, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, we may or may not have landed on the moon. Either way, I've got the proof, either of the real thing or of a studio.
Yeah. No, I'm
not jy die lekker naspers vlaggie in die agtergrond. That's the first flag in the background, and I see it has signatures on it. What is that about?
So I work for one of the group companies, and so I thought, I'll, you know, let me just you know, show the geus when I'm in meetings, because, you know, still working from home.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you can see that it says Nine Peaks Record. In my spare time, I climb mountains, so I'm doing the seven summits, which is to try and climb the highest peak on each of the seven continents. And this is something we did a while back, where we tried to set a new record for the fastest time to climb the highest peak in each of the nine provinces, hence the name Nine Peaks Record. And that's the signature of my teammates.
Oh, was Adrian Safi with you on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I do know about that challenge. So I didn't realize you were part of that team. Very, very cool.
Yeah, so we had we broke the record, and, you know, another collectible. Again, this has got, you know, it's probably worth R22.75, you know, for the prints of the flag. But, you know, the memories that go along with that is worth a lot more than literally the materials printed on.
Yeah, and Tion, before we let you go, I just wanted to ask you something. Is your collections are quite interesting. I can't imagine it's something you can share with others. You can't trade your stuff. I know some collectors are in that world. Is Do you know, do you ever speak to other people that collect similar things to you and they're like, hey, have you heard of this? Or is it just purely you looking for something like this to collect? How do you keep compiling in what you're trying to sort of add to your now man cave, as we've discovered?
Yeah, look, I think with some things you can trade when it's, you know, when it's about knives or watches or things like that. The newspapers, there's a particular interest that's you know, one of the newspapers would have in fact an interesting story, awfully sad actually, is I started my collection on the media stuff probably around the time that I met, you know, that we met, which is about 20 years ago, and one of the most amazing items I had was the first edition of Scope magazine that was ever published.
Wow.
And amazing. It was quite decent, you know, there was nothing raunchy in it, you know, it was like, I almost want to say
stars on the nipples?
No, not even, hey, not even. It was good, wholesome family reading, kind of. And that was part of my collection, and I was pedantic about how to store this, so I had it wrapped in plastics, and it was under my staircase. And then at some point, we did a house clean out, and my helper looked at this thinking that it was old, and it was old. Of course it was old. But it also then made its way to the pick-it-up truck. And I remember getting home and seeing the truck drive off, not thinking any, you know, it's a Monday, that's the day they come. And then realizing afterwards that, you know, that song, There Goes My Only Possession.
Oh, boy.
Which is awesome. So I have to start again.
Well, that is tough, man. And listen, Tian, these are awesome collections because these are unique. JFK and Nelson Mandela, two of people we may never see. We may never see two individuals who cajole mankind ever again like this. We may, but I think highly unlikely. So those are real collector's items, and I'm ecstatic. And I look forward to, hey, well, we got to have you back because the watches. Now I know there's pocket knives. Now I know your wife's slowly trying to kick you out the house, put you upstairs. We'll talk about that. You know, there's all sorts going on there. So, Tian, this has been absolutely awesome, man, and I'm looking forward to where can we get a hold of you? Do you put it on social media anywhere? Are you on the Twitter monster or Instagram?
You know, I am on Twitter. I think I've got 37 followers, of which 30 I think are bots. So I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of action there, unfortunately.
All right. Well, Tian, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your collection with us on Collectomania. Stay golden out there.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Nice to see you.
Tian Liebenberg. Hey, that's kind of cool. That's stuff you can keep forever, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Collectomania is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. You can check them out on scoinshop.com. And again, once again, if you're a collector or you are of interesting things, or you know anybody who has anything interesting that they're collecting, or you know, whatever it may be, they're part of a cool society in terms of collection, contact us at cliffcentral.com so we can feature you or them on, of course, Collectomania every single Monday. Tian Liebenberg. CliffCentral.com.